Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and if you don't know, I am a divorced man. I find that fact surprises a lot of people, not the fact that I'm divorced. I mean, motherfucker. If you meet Chris Johnson, you talk to Chris Johnson, and Chris Johnson says he's divorced, that part ain't gonna fucking surprise you. It's the fact that in order to get divorced, you have to be in a relationship. I think that's the shocking thing for people. Chris Johnson was in a relationship? Are you out of your fucking mind? How did that happen? It's a good question. You know, sometimes I just stumble ass backwards into shit, you know? I met my future ex-wife when I was in college. I was 18 years old. Was I 18 years old in college? I think. Maybe I was 17 years old. I don't fucking know, but it happened in 2000. And somehow, after that awkward fucking meeting, we lasted all the way through, you know, the beginning relationship stuff, to the fucking middle relationship stuff, to the hey, let's get married stuff, to the being married stuff for about 4 fucking years. And then in 2015, she was like, what the fuck am I doing? I had to get the fuck out of here. And then she told me she wanted a divorce via text. In truth, I had a very difficult time with my divorce. It was a fucking disaster. I started this podcast around that time. The podcast started in 2016. Maybe a year and a half after the divorce, but I was still very affected by it. It took me fucking years to finally like get over everything. And now fucking 8 years later, I'm golden, baby. But I don't date. I haven't dated anybody. I haven't been on what one would consider a date since 2016. That's 7 fucking years. More than 7 years. So like if you've met me in the last 7 years, like the fact that I'm divorced is like stunning. You got in a relationship and you fucking stayed in one for 15 years? Jesus Christ. But yes. Yes, I was. Chris Johnson, the man who couldn't find his ass with both fucking hands, managed to get into a relationship and stay in it from 2000 to 2015. Quite a feat. Although technically it was 14 years because like it was official like at the end of 2000 and then she left my ass at the beginning of 2015. So about 14 years, maybe a little over 14 years. Whatever the fuck. Strange thing happens when you get divorced. People take sides, you know? Some people that you used to talk to and you think you were cool with, they don't fucking talk to you anymore. Some people, when they find out about the divorce, they're like, what the fuck did you do? Like me, probably a lot, but like, fuck you blaming me for? I didn't end this shit. And another thing that happens is like, there's a lot of whispers about you. A lot of conversations being had about you. Everybody's gotta know that you're fucking divorced. Because like, if they see you at a fucking party or something, you can't have somebody bringing up the ex. They don't wanna fucking make you feel bad. They don't want awkwardness or bad feelings. So for the first little while, you know, you're going to fucking nieces and nephews' birthday parties or fucking Thanksgiving gatherings or whatever the fuck, and people don't usually bring it up. You know they know. You know they're aware that that motherfucker has got like a dour look on his face and he's dragging his feet as he walks and he looks like an oppressed fuck who wants to throw himself off a goddamn building. But we cannot fucking bring up why that is. Well, it doesn't always work though. You can't fucking get everybody. What if you're at a big fucking party and you fucking forget? You slip up. I was at my sister's house one time and I don't even remember what the fucking occasion was. I feel like it was like springtime-ish. So maybe like Easter, maybe like a Mother's Day. Who fucking knows? But it was something where I was there. I showed up. And I remember my sister's friend's mom, which might sound like many degrees of separation, but they were close to the family. And every now and then, friend's mom would show up at shit. And I knew the friend's mom too. I used to sell her cigarettes. Probably shouldn't be saying that. But fuck, I haven't worked at the gas station in fucking 18 years. I don't think anybody gives a shit if you were smoking 18 years ago, even though you were trying to hide it from your fucking daughter. But Chris Johnson knew. I fucking knew you were smoking. I knew the brand and everything. But a friend's mom was very nice. And I remember I'm at the party and, you know, she just notices that I'm there alone. They forgot the fucking prompter. She didn't know about the divorce yet. And she was like, Chris, where is your wife? And I was like, she left. Here's the problem though. Here's the problem with that statement. I made that statement on a fucking macro level, a big picture level. Chris Johnson, where's your wife? She left. Big picture, she left. She's gone. I don't know where the fuck she is. She's fucking some other dude in the house we bought or something. I don't know. But like, to her hearing that answer, she was thinking about it on a micro level. She left. What, the house? She was here and she left? Why'd she leave? Well, shit, I'm sure there was plenty of reasons why she left. I'm a terrible husband and partner and probably a pretty bad boyfriend along the way. Not to say I deserved a divorce text message or how it was fucking handled or anything like that, but I gotta be honest with myself here. I was a fucking failure. But that's not what she was asking. She thought she left the fucking house. And then like, uh-oh, motherfucker, somebody get in here. Somebody swoop in quick and like fucking like whisper in her fucking ear what's going on. That's what happened. Like my sister like swooped in like, ah, they saw what was going on in like slow motion. Like, no, and fucking moving over to her like really quick, pulling her out of the fucking room. I think I went to the bathroom after that. Like I was really upset. I wasn't upset that she brought it up, but like it was like, you know, like a month or two afterwards. I think I fucking cried in the bathroom. You try to hold it in. But like, I couldn't. I just stayed in the bathroom for like 5 minutes. I've never told the story to anybody because I didn't want her to feel bad. It's not her fucking fault. I wasn't upset that she asked the question. But like, I had to fucking relive it. I had to relive it in that second. I had to relive the fact that like, what the fuck am I doing here? My life is falling apart. It's ripping apart at the fucking seams here. And I gotta fucking explain it. I gotta fucking explain it at a goddamn get-together. I heard him talking about it later, like, oh, fuck, we missed one. We fucking missed one. Fucking slipped up. Then they start, like, feeling bad. Like, motherfucker. Like, you're a fucking burden to everybody now. You're a fucking burden. I mean, I get it. Like, if a buddy of mine got divorced or something like that, and they're like, I was at a party, but listen, man, they just fucking split. You might not want to bring that shit up. Like, it's fucking normal. It's fucking natural. But you don't like to be the one that gets talked about like that. You're like, you don't want to feel like a fucking charity case, even though you kind of are a charity case. I was a fucking charity case. Fuck, I was trying to kill myself, like, driving down the street with my fucking eyes closed and shit. Like, I was a fucking mess. But, like, you still don't, like, want to, like, be, like, a burden on people. When I look back, it's kind of like a funny situation. Hey, where's your wife? Oh, she left. What? Two people having the exact same conversation, completely different. Macro, micro level, baby. It's like economics. Anyway, I'll be back. Sundays and Wednesdays. As the new podcast episodes come out, I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio on Podbean, which is the host of the fucking cast. Every goddamn episode is there. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I am in my Facebook timeline. You can catch this shit there. And I'm on Instagram, so you can see my ass at maybe the number 5 minutes.